Hey, everybody. Welcome into Vikings Connected. It is our final episode of the regular season.
Yeah, right, of 2017.
But it's going to be a great episode. My name's Aaron Newberg. This is Chris Hockey. Hi. What do we have coming up today?
We've got the best of Purple Ink.
That's going to be good. We also, obviously, are going to get you caught up on social media. And our friend, Big Cat from Barstool Sports.
Yeah, it's Bears Week, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then, last but not least, they said there's a bloopers segment this episode, but I don't... It's probably like of the crew.
Is it of this show? Maybe of PA and Wabi?
That would be
that
good.
That might be it. Some bloopers, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't have any. But stay tuned. That's coming up at the end of the show.
And, of course, it's Bears Week, and the Bears are coming in hot.
All right, well, if you weren't on social media this week, this is everything you missed, and it was a good week.
It was.
We start in Lambeau.
Yes.
Skull in their stockings.
Yeah, I love the case. Stops for a second and does the skull chant with the peeps. Yes! Appleton the night before the game
yes.
was basically Edina. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Well,
lots of Vikings fans?
A lot of Viking fans, I'll say it like that.
My family was there.
Were they really?
Sans me.
Were they wearing purple?
Obviously.
You better believe it.
They had a lot of purple and gold out there. Did you see Adam Thielen's shoes?
Jingle bells on his shoes.
So festive and fun.
Yeah.
It's a good way to celebrate.
I like them.
Game day goals coming in.
I love this so much. Watching football with your bestie.
Oh. Dressed like twins.
Hey, he's got Stephon Diggs' jersey on. Oh, I love it. My dog wouldn't do that.
My dog wouldn't sit still.
No.
Or wear a jersey.
Look at that. He's literally watching TV.
They're starting to look alike, too.
They
are.
I
watch it. That dog should be on our show.
That would be fantastic.
Dog, call in, tweet Chris, or the girl that works with Chris Hockey.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Right.
Did you happen to see Andy Reid?
I did.
Dressed up as Santa?
He makes a good Santa. A few years ago, he made an even better Santa, but he's lost some weight. Look at him.
He's got, like, the Friday night Santa look going.
Yeah. Looking good.
Yeah.
This is a poor choice for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He takes off his helmet. He's very upset. I don't blame him there. But if you're going to beat on something, don't choose the only bomb on the sidelines. That's a propane tank you're beating on, Mr. Cousins.
Not a good choice.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And lastly, you love the Bills Mafia.
I love their stupidity so much.
Yeah,
like, you wouldn't believe.
Is there a Bears Mafia? It's a question that I have for you.
Well, they're still listed as questionable.
Okay.
Because they're trying to copy Bill's Mafia. Who wouldn't? Mm. So much fun.
How'd it go,
so
though?
Stupid.
I mean, he's got everything set. The cups.
He got his table.
He's doing the elbow thing. Oh! Well, that's the worst effort I've ever seen. That's basically the Bears' entire season.
I know.
Let's hope that's how the Bears perform on Sunday.
He wrapped it up for their season.
Yeah, right.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. I think his feet just came out from under him.
I think he's a Bears fan, and that's the first problem.
Maybe, you know what, I think he hadn't drank enough. That's the one thing the Bills Mafia do first.
That's it.
That's what it is.
You got to be
enough.
More drunk.
Absolutely, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have it. You're all caught up on social media.